right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. I'm your show host, Britt. Today, we've got another Intentional Growth Advisors growth nugget for you. These shows are sponsored by Intentional Growth Advisors. So you guys out there that are in the green industry, Intentional Growth Advisors is a company that is set up to add value to you. They do this through bookkeeping, virtual CFO work, accounting type services, and really they do a ton of heavy lifting, all right? A ton of heavy lifting in the beginning to add value to you. They do this by onboarding all of your financial systems. They get you actual versus projected spreadsheets, balance sheets, profit and loss, income statement, all of this stuff that you should be getting on a monthly basis. They're setting it up on autopilot, baby. You push that cruise control. It is a pretty intense onboarding process. Once you get it rolling, I promise you, it is so much easier to check the pulse of your company, see what the heartbeat is, if you're heading in the right direction, where to make decisions. And then I'm also partnering with them on their operations side, coming alongside you guys. If you want to do coaching calls, operational advice, jump in, dive into the weeds, and whatever it takes to help you guys intentionally grow yourselves and grow your team, keep growing your business. So appreciate Intentional Growth Advisors. So here's another growth nugget. We started this because we wanted some filler advice in between the interviews that we've been doing, the segments with Zach, and we just want something for you guys to chew on, think about, and also maybe start a conversation piece on Instagram or Facebook for those of you guys who follow us there. So what I want to touch on today is it's a pretty simple thing. So it is literally just a little growth nugget, but it's just some hacks for people that are not so detail oriented. Some things that we can practically do to make sure that we're not missing stuff. So one thing that I do personally, so for you business owners out there, we know that we have a billion things going on. One of the hacks that I use is for my text messages or my emails. All right. So if I open an email, I need to be able to handle that. So I either need to decide what I'm going to do with it. I need to delegate it. I need to make some sort of action. I need to come to some sort of solution on that email. If I can't, I will literally on my phone swipe to the right, hit the three dots, and mark it as unread. And when it is unread, I know that I still need to take some sort of action on that. Same thing with my text messages. If I have been texting a guy, he wants a quote, all right, and he texts me back, says, all right, here's my address. I am not going to open that and read it unless I can take action on it. I know that sounds bad, like poor customer service, but here's what you can do. Text the guy, say, all right, thank you so much. Anything else you need before? Do like one final text to get him to respond. And if it's somebody you know, it's even easier. And my accountant, John, actually does this with me. He's like, hey, text me back one more time. I'm going to make sure it stays unread. And I'll literally just fire back a random emoji text or some funny GIF. But whenever that's unread, now we know that we need to still take action on it. I will tell you this too. Once you look at something, if you do have a moment to handle it, go ahead and just get it handled right away. You don't want emails or texts sitting there and piling up on you all day long. So either chunk out a little part of your day where you can knock those out, or if you have some margin, come up with a decision, shovel it off your plate. The other thing that I do is I just have on my notes page on my phone just a to-do list, and it is a quick checklist that I do where if there's like five things that I thought about that morning that I'm like, oh, I need to make sure I do this, I'll literally just fire it down the notes list. If there's something super urgent or pressing, I may send a text to my admin, Katie, say, hey, I've got this on my to-do list. Let's make sure we get this done. You know, now you've got some accountability built into it. But a quick to-do list, and I do the checklist on my notes page. I'll just go down, check those things off. It helps you feel accomplished, especially as you step out of production, business owners out there, this will help you feel like, okay, man, now I really did some stuff. You can look back and see, okay, this past week, look at all the to-dos I've checked off. It also will help you with your mental stability whenever you get home. When you're like, oh my word, I'm so swamped. I'm at home. I'm still thinking about work. I'm not engaging. Take 5 minutes right before you pull into the driveway, or as you pull into the driveway, just park, stop real quick before you go in. Everything that you're thinking about or worried about, put it on that notes page. Put it on the checklist. Shovel it off of your plate so that you can clear your mind. So now whenever you do this, you've pushed it off to the side. The other thing that I would say is if you're going throughout your night and something does pop up when you're with your family, I wouldn't stress about it. Just really quick, at the end of the night, you said to yourself, okay, I remember. Like I was playing with my kids. Unfortunately, I thought about something for work. I'm going to add that to the notes list. That way, when you lay your head on the pillow at night, your mind is clear. You can wake up the next morning energized, ready to rock and roll, look at the list. It also helps you hit the ground running. If you guys are like me out there, it's go, 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 nonstop, nonstop, nonstop. So some mornings, you're not as energetic. You're not as enthused. You're not as engaged. You know, lately I've been getting up super early to work out. So between 4:30 and 5:30, I'm not that enthused and I'm not that efficient. So if you can really quick grab your phone, check your to-do list, I know it sounds simple, that's going to get the wheels moving a little bit. You know, that's firing the old engine up. Check that. You're like, oh yeah, okay, I remember that. Da 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 da. You start to rank them in your mind. Okay, what's important? What's urgent? What's both? What's not urgent and really not that important? Maybe I'll delegate that. And then you start to go through your little checklist that we've been talking about. So hopefully those small hacks for details, time management, and how to be a little more efficient, help you guys. So this has been another growth nugget. I hope you guys are having a great, great week. We've got more interviews to come. So please leave us a review, subscribe to the podcast. We've got Zach with Intentional Growth Advisors. We're going to be doing another growth segment later this week. So you guys, thank you so much for dropping in and listening to these. Hopefully, this is a little brain food for you to get you to that next podcast as you're on the mower, on the weed eater, doing a mulch job. Maybe you're out there fixing some irrigation heads or doing a design build job. Hopefully this just gives you a little something to listen to. Maybe it helps you in some small way, or even better, what would be nice is we have a tip that doesn't relate to you at all, but you're like, you know what? I've got an idea off of that. I get what Britt's coming from. I get the mindset behind this. I'm going to start doing this in my life to start to shovel things off of my plate. That's what would really make me happy. If you've got that, please DM me. Tag us on your story when you talk about it. We would love to hear that. So, guys, thanks for listening. This has been another episode of the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast, and we will be back with you here in just a few more days with another interview. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to this growth segment on the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. If you like what you heard here, would appreciate you guys leaving us a review and leaving us a 5-star rating. If you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, every week we're coming at you with some growth segments and then also some really, really good interviews with business owners just like you. These business owners are sharing their story. They're sharing the ups and downs, the pain points. They tell us fun stuff like what's the favorite part of your day and what do you love doing that you wish you could do more of, and we really just get a fun picture painted for us as we're out on the mower ourselves or out spraying, irrigation, whatever your job may be in this industry. It's really fun to get these pictures painted of these other businesses, and as we're hearing their stories and enjoying the back and forth banter, we're also learning and we're educating ourselves. And there's something to be said about learning as you're actually performing work. It's kind of wild, but I've been on properties where, you know, I've heard something and I'm like, oh, I remember the podcast I listened as I was working on this property last time. So it's just a lot of fun. And we're all out here doing the exact same thing. And so if we get a chance to listen and learn as we're doing this together, it's just a super fun community to be a part of. So please subscribe if you haven't already. That's just like affirming to us, like, hey, this dude, he wants to be a part of our community. He wants to hop on board. And whenever you do that, it's going to allow us to be on your phone every week speaking to you. And if you're like, hey, I don't want this just to be a one-way street, great. Reach out to us on Instagram, DM us, reach out to us on Facebook, however you want. You can reach us even on email, lawncareleader@gmail.com. We're a small business just like you. You can, if you want to get a hold of me, you can. And so if you don't want it to be a one-way street and you want to share your story, we would love for that. So I know this is a little lengthy outro, but it's just my way of saying, like, hey, thanks for listening. We'd love to have more of these conversations with you. We can't do that unless you subscribe to the podcast. So please do so, and hope you've enjoyed this growth nugget. We'll be back doing these every week along with growth segments and the interviews. So that's kind of the outline that we have now. We'll throw in a documented episode here or there. I am a creative type. I love knocking down walls, so who knows what the next episode can hold, but that's the fun, the creativity behind this content. You guys have a good week.